Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. So today's topic, we are going to talk about disability employment awareness, and that's what's celebrated this October. And my guest today on the show is Grace Ruckinger. Did I get it?
Ruckinger. Good, yeah.
I try.
Yeah.
And Grace is the instructor for Project Search here at Way Memorial Hospital, correct?
It is, yes.
And I'm so thankful for you joining me today on the show. I think the last time we did a show was maybe 2 or 3 years ago,
yeah,
right?
It was, yes.
So you've been here at Way Memorial Hospital in charge of Project Search for how long already?
This is my 4th year. I did take a year off for maternity leave, so it's 3, but I've had the title of the honor of being the instructor title for 4 years.
Right, yeah. Right. But how long has Project Search been at Way Memorial Hospital?
7 years already.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's great.
It is.
It is wonderful. And I know, you know, we talk about Project Search. You and I talk about Project Search because, you know, I work it here at Way Memorial.
Yes.
You're the instructor for our student interns.
Yes.
But can you tell our listeners a little bit about what is Project Search?
Yeah, I'll try to summarize it because there's a lot to it, but essentially it's a train-to-work program. I give students, young adults with disabilities, an extra year under their educational services to gain employment skills with the end goal of becoming motivated, participating members of our community.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we know how successful the program has been because, you know, the goal you talk about is employment,
mm-hmm.
right? So after they complete that full year,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a school year, right?
It is.
They get hired at places.
Yes, that's my ultimate job, is to get them jobs. Not only a job, but one that they enjoy, one that there's growth mm-hmm. for them and a future for them. And, yeah, to earn that independence that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. So how many students do you have this year?
We have 6 currently.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And again, so you are one of the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you're the main instructor,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But you also have, you know, other individuals that work with you.
Yes.
You have a skills instructor as well.
A skills developer. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know you know all those technical terms.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what as an instructor, mm-hmm. what is one of your roles?
Many roles. I wear many hats. Since I am employed by Wayne Highlands School District, I am a teacher. So I have lots of teacher responsibilities as well. My job is to plan and teach the Project Search employment skills curriculum, which encompasses everything from social skills all the way to financial literacy. I help assist the student interns with interviewing skills, building resumes and portfolios that they'll be able to take with them that they might not have had access to previous. We do a lot of coordinating and implementing employment planning meetings, minimum of 2 times per rotation, which they get 3 rotations per year.
Wow.
So lots of team meetings, and that includes their parents and mm-hmm. all of the agencies that they work with, in order to just create a paved, planned, proactive path for them to be successful even after leaving me. I do developing internship sites with the business liaison and the skills developer here at the hospital and outside the hospital. I help, obviously, with accommodations and working aids with the skills trainer to help all the students who have unique individual needs. So I help build those modifications and accommodations that they require in order to be successful. And I help communicate that with their mentors and the people that are working with them as well. Lots of evaluating of them, to just like a regular teacher in a school district would. I'm their biggest advocate, believe it or not.
Yes, you are.
So I do a lot of advocating and facilitating internal job development for the host business as well, which our host is Way Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And then just developing more relationships with potential community employers. So outside of just working with the host and the school districts, is really also creating community awareness
mm-hmm.
so that this program means something when they see a student or an intern go to a job with it on their resume.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So, you know, exactly what I'm hearing. It's very structured.
Yes.
Just like, you know, other individuals apply for internships, right?
Correct,
They're
yes.
student interns. That's what we call them. And they work very hard.
They do.
And, you know, thank you for doing what you do.
I
know you love what you do.
I do.
And, you know, overall, the project search is a collaboration, right? You said
yes.
with Wayne Memorial Hospital. You work for Wayne Highlands, but there's other school districts, right? You also
yes.
Kind of get your pool of students from.
Yes, we work with Wayne Highlands, Wampalpak Area School District, Western Wayne School District, and sometimes we have North Pocono Area kiddos
okay.
join us as well.
Right, right. And it's not, you know, in order to have students come into the program for Project Search, mm-hmm. it's a process, right? They don't call you up and say, like, if someone's listening to the show, they can't call you up tomorrow and say, hey, Grace, I'd like my son, daughter, child to be participating in Project Search. It's a process, you know, working with the school districts, working with you. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. We've got prospect students years in the making. It's a process with their students and the school district's IEP, part of their transition services, to see if they're on the right track to be part of Project Search. It doesn't fit every student as well. And then on top of going through the whole IEP process a couple years in advance, having it be a topic of conversation after their high school graduation requirements are taking place, they get to go through a full assessment day with us. We get to meet them. Lots of conversations are happening, and just to see if it's appropriate for everybody on the team.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific age that you look at? Because you talked about, you know, finishing their high school requirements.
Yes. We typically like them to have all of their high school graduation requirements met previous to joining Project Search. There are very rare cases where this is their last year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's typically almost looked at as that extra college year mm-hmm. after high school.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then when they complete the program, they will get their diploma, right?
Yes.
And you also talked about resumes, right? Well, what do they get to put on that resume?
Project Search, baby. Project Search. They get to put down that they participated in a train to work program designed with employment skills
mm-hmm.
insight. So putting that on their resume, we build their resume, we become references for their resume. We're already creating and communicating and contacting potential people to hire our interns,
right.
and we're just getting the year started.
I know a couple of years ago you had a very good success story,
we
right?
did, yes.
With one of our local employers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they hired, was it Woodlock that
mm-hmm.
hired one of our students? And they
ended up
him, right?
on Good Morning America.
Uh-huh.
They did. Yes. Lots of success stories. I mean, the following year, we had 100% of our students' interns get hired before the school year
mm-hmm.
was even up. Wayne Memorial currently employs a
yes.
handful of our
mm-hmm.
interns. So it's just a really great thing to see in my end.
And it is truly, you know, so nice to see these young people,
mm-hmm.
You know, work here. You know, they do their internship here, and then they come and work for us. And they truly become part of our family here at Wayne Memorial Hospital.
You guys open arms. They're lucky. We're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to watch on my side.
Right. And, you know, again, they you know, they enroll, they get accepted into the program here, and they start, is it August, September, right, around the start date?
Yep.
But they're not just thrown into a job, like you said. You have
no.
your coworker, the skill developer,
yes.
as you called her,
mm-hmm.
right? And she actually physically stays with a lot of those students and works with them, correct?
Yes. Her, you know, main job is to train and develop those skills necessary for them to become independent during their internship. And that's our goal, is how long can they be independent? How many task cues do they need? Reminders? Are they ready for the next step?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our job to fill in the gaps if they're not.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And again, you do an amazing job
Thank you.
What would a typical day look like for one of your student interns?
Sure. So they show up anywhere between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. I have them within my classroom till 9:30. So we're working on my whole curriculum, like I talked mm-hmm. about before. Individualized, group, all those settings, but they're with me for a good hour and a half, 2 hours in the morning. They go into their internships around 9:30 until around noon, whenever lunch is for that current rotation. They get a quick lunch break, they go back into that internship, and then they don't come back to the classroom until around 2. We finalize, you know, the day, quick reflections as necessary. They're headed home around 2:30.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that they really learn from each other as well?
They learn from each other. very much so. There's lots of skills, social skills happening within the classroom for us to build upon. But they learn so much by, you know, when they do get to have that lunch with their mentors,
mm-hmm.
And just seeing what the downtime compared to the hustle time over there looks like, and you know, implementing that into their own routine, they, you know, quickly decide not to come back to me, you know, and they want to stay over there being part of the working field, workforce, mm-hmm. which is
right,
rewarding.
And what are some of the departments that you work with at Way Memorial?
Yes, we work with environmental services, we're in the kitchen, we're on the dock, we're in maintenance, we're in OR supplies, picking surgical kits, we get to do retail at the other shop,
mm-hmm.
right? We get to do clerical work with human resources and admissions. So we've branched quite a bit.
Yes.
It's been pretty cool.
Well, again, I feel, you know, the, you know, Project Search overall has such a great reputation. This is not just local, right? This is international,
it
correct?
It is an international program. It's all over the United States, and it's expanding further than that as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just, you know, so thankful that we have this program here.
Me too.
For you know, students, young people, I like to call them, in our community, that can bring them closer, you know, to what their goals are, you know, and working. So if they, you talked about they have to fill their graduation requirements, correct?
Yep.
And again, if anyone's interested, like if we do have some parents listening or mm-hmm. guardians listening, is there a way to get more information about Project Search?
Yes, the first person you should contact is your caseload manager right away with the school. They'll probably get in contact with the counselor or me, and mm-hmm. then we can decide the next best avenue and steps to be taking, whether this is next year, 2 years, 3 years from now. It's definitely a conversation to be having part of their transition services.
Right, because it's not something when someone goes into their senior year of high school that says, I think I'm going to join this Project Search,
yes.
right? So you know what their qualifications may be or their guidelines. You talked about an IEP, is that
mm-hmm.
what they call?
Yep.
Right? That's like a learning plan for these
individualized education plan that
right.
all of the students would be.
Right.
Yes.
And it is, you know, designed for students with disabilities. And again, that's why they have those plans in place.
Exactly.
To help them.
Absolutely.
And it's just truly amazing, you know, I know many, many years ago when I was in high school,
sure.
I don't remember Project Search being around because
it's relatively newer than
yes.
then. Yes.
Right. Because again, you know, when we have these individuals that become a great, great resource and productive members of our community. It's just wonderful.
It is. You see them coming in feeling like they've got a purpose and, you know,
mm-hmm.
knowing that their internship role is relying on them and they don't show up.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of chaos over
mm-hmm.
there because
mm-hmm.
they do such an amazing job.
Right. And it's a lot of work.
That's, oh, goodness.
It's a lot of work.
Absolutely.
And responsibilities.
Incredibly.
And you help them with the goals and, you know, someone, you know, a student in this position needs to be motivated, correct?
Oh, yes. You have to be motivated and willing to work, yes.
And I think that is with any job requirement. Wouldn't you agree?
I got to wake up and feel motivated to be here, which I definitely am with the students I have in front of me.
I totally agree. Same here with everything that, you know, I do on my daily basis, yes, as well. And I'm sure many other people listening would agree with us, agree, right?
Yes.
Well, Grace, I want to thank you so much, you know, for being on the show today, you know, to talk about Project Search, absolutely, you know, to help celebrate Disability Employment Awareness Month, which, again, it's October, but you do it all year round.
Yes. Yeah. You do. Yeah, it's been a complete honor. Thank you for even reaching out. I appreciate
it.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.